Hi, Matt.
Hi, Peter. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. I think you're still on mute. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Is it Thursday?
It's Thursday.
I've been home this day this morning.
Let's just check everybody's sound. I see Melanie is on, and Nicole, is Nicole on?
I don't have Nicole on yet. No, she did talk.
Okay.
She's here.
Right there. Okay, perfect.
Hi, John. This is Melanie, and I have to keep my camera off because of the fiber cut. Our internet is pretty limited here.
I understand completely. I'm on the MD Malaspina, Spina, so my audio or video connection is a little off. I may have to just go to voice as well. And I see that Nicole has joined us as well.
Yeah, she said that she'll be off audio for just the first couple of minutes, so we can go ahead and get started.
Okay, then, Bud. Good to see you as well.
Good to be here.
So I think we've got everybody. Peter, maybe you could call the roll and get us to put the meeting to order and establish that we have a quorum present.
Sure. Melanie Banky?
I'm here.
Nicole Baronio?
Well, for the record, no.
I'm here.
One? Okay.
Okay, she's back. Great. Thank you. Bethany Markham?
Here.
And Bud Simpson?
Here.
And Cher Binkley?
I'm here.
Oh, great. We have all members present and accounted for.
Okay, thank you, Peter. We have the first item on the agenda is to adopt an agenda. And I know there's been a recommendation, I think it's a good one, that we add an item, which would be number five, which would be to entertain a motion regarding ongoing litigation. And this would really be for the purpose of letting the public know in the agenda that after our executive session, we may take action with regards to ongoing litigation. So it would be a notice that even though we go into executive session, when we come back out, there could be some action that is taken by the board.
And I've shared my screen there just with a draft addition to the agenda everyone has already to that effect.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the agenda as amended with the additional new item 5.
Okay, is there a second to the motion?
I'll second the motion. This is Stephanie.
Okay, there's a motion before us and seconded to adopt the agenda with the addition of item number 5, entertain motions regarding ongoing litigation. Is there a discussion on the motion?
Hey, Peter, somebody hacked the chat and is pretending to be me and writing offensive comments in the chat. I don't know if you're able to disable the chat.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not the author.
Right.
I presumed as much, Matt.
You're not a very chatty guy, so I didn't take care of you.
At least not that kind of chatty.
Okay, well, while the people...
Mr. Chair, it looks like somebody's pretending to be me as well. There's a new box with my name without the capitalization.
Yeah.
I think we'll just... Once we move to the exec, we'll move out of this. Zoom has it.
We're just in the midst of asking if there's any objection to the motion that's on the table. Without objection, the agenda is adopted. I don't know if you want to keep working on this, you can do that as we move along.
Yeah, just go ahead and move along. I'll see if I can get to shut down here in a second. We have to use the app, so it's all different now.
Okay. Adoption of the minute.
Shut the fuck up.
Has Has there been an opportunity for people to review the minutes from our May 15th meeting? And if so, and there's no additions, deletions, or correction, I'd ask for a motion to adopt.
Mr. Chair, I have a correction.
Okay, go ahead, bud.
On page 3, about the 10th bullet point down in the paragraph that says, that starts out because of the accelerated trial schedule, it says that the board members never had a chance to explain their rationale to the board directly. I think that what we meant to say was to
the board, correct?
To the court.
To the court.
Yeah. Mr. Chair,
this is Melanie. Peter, are you able to mute the non-board members because whoever is posing as...
You are muted.
Yep.
You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing *6.
Got it. Okay, that seems to work.
I think I've got it now.
I think each of the board members needs to respond if they can. Okay, so is there any objection to making that change? Any objection to making that change to on page 3 and changing that bullet point from board to court? Okay, any other changes, additions, deletions, corrections? If not, we look for a motion to adopt.
This is Melanie. I make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion. This is Bethany.
Okay, the motion is made and been seconded. It's before us to adopt the minutes of May 15th with that one minor change. Is there a discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, those minutes are adopted. Item 4 is executive session to meet with board's counsel. I know there's been a recommendation to, and I think it's a good one, to kind of outline why, where we're at and why we're going into executive session, and not the specifics, but what we'll generally be discussing in executive session. So, Bob, either you or Peter could give us a rundown, I would appreciate it.
Peter, would you like to just give a kind of lay of the land where we are?
Yeah, sure. So just some brief background. The board adopted a final plan on May 15th of 2023, and anyone who wanted to challenge that plan had until June 14th. No new litigation was filed, and so the plan the board adopted on May 15th is now the final redistricting plan that will be in effect until after the 2030 census. The issue before the board now is to engage in conversation with the court and litigants about attorney's fees. There's been motions filed, and the purpose of today's meeting is to discuss potentially settling with one or more of the litigants who are seeking attorney's fees. So that's the issue before the board today.
Okay, thank you, Peter. I think that gives the public more perspective, and I think it's good to keep them informed as much as we can as to the purpose of our executive session. So with that, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session.
This is Nicole. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion made and before us to go into executive session for the purposes, specific purposes that were articulated, and I see Matt has his hand up.
There's some specific language that the Open Meetings Act requires. Bethany, maybe you're prepared to state that, but I'd encourage a friendly amendment to the motion to make clear the reason we're going into executive session. You mentioned statute that allows it. I send that language around so that folks have it.
Yeah, that's why I have my hand up.
Okay. Well, if there's no objection from the maker of the motion and the second, then maybe we could entertain an amendment to that motion to add this language. Or, Melanie, go ahead. You get your hand up.
can't unmute herself either. Peter.
Oh. I think there was a notice that went out to board members. Maybe you can resend that, Peter.
When I... So Peter has to actually unmute me, so just so you know, if you don't hear me voting, unless Peter unmutes me, I can't be heard.
We got to know. We got to know.
But I have no objection to the motion.
Okay, we were going to modify the motion to include a statement that Bethany is going to make that pertains to the statute and make it more clear why we're going into executive session. Anybody have any objection to that? Why don't you read that, and then if Nicole and Bud agree as a friendly amendment, we'll make that a part of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm going to go into executive session to meet with the board's counsel pursuant to Alaska Statute 44.62.310.1 and 4 for the purpose of the executive session. We want that to be to discuss legal strategy and potential settlement regarding attorneys' fees and costs in the ongoing litigation.
No objection.
The motion.
Nicole, do you have any objection to adding that to the motion?
None here. Thank you.
Okay. Motion is before us. Does everybody understand the motion? Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, is there any objection? Hearing none, we're going to go into executive session, and again, to let the public know, we'll be coming out of executive session. Not certain how long it will take. I don't think it'll be too long, less than 30 minutes would be my guess. And then there's a possibility that we might take action after the executive session. So with that, Peter, if you could figure out the electronics and get it
done. Yeah, so I'm going to just members stand by. You'll get a notification. You're going to be moved into a breakout room. So just give me a minute to set that up.
Okay, we're back in public session, and the time is 1:45. The next item on the agenda, and Peter, we're back on the record?
Yes, we're back on the record and we're recording.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is item 5, entertain motions or motion regarding ongoing litigation. Do any board members have a motion that they would like to entertain?
Also, ahead, Mr. Chair, I'll take a stab at it. This is Melanie. I make a motion directing counsel to negotiate with the group with plaintiffs.
Okay, is there a second to the motion?
Second, Nicole.
Okay, there's a motion before us and seconded to negotiate, direct the counsel to negotiate with the group with plaintiffs over fees. And is there a discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is adopted. And we'll move on to the final item on the agenda, which is adjournment. If there's no other business to come before the board, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Nicole.
Is there a second?
I'll second. I was trying to give Bethany and Bud a chance to but I'll go ahead and second that motion.
Okay, thank you, Melanie. Motion before us and seconded for adjournment. Is there a discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the board is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, board members. Thank you, Peter and Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Appreciate your time. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.